Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It is Monday. Congratulations. It's the start of a new and a fresh week, and for those of you who are keeping track of the calendar, many of you will be enjoying spring break 1 week from today. And if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what does. All right, let's go ahead and get right into our memory verse. It's Psalm 119 and verse 2. The Bible says this, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart." Psalm 119, verse 2, one more time together. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. Psalm 72, and this is our stopping point as far as the sections the categories that the Psalms are placed in. All right, there are like four parts to the book of Psalms. The first one, the second one, which is what we have been doing. And just to finish out this week's devotionals, I went ahead and did Psalm 73 and 74. But that section stops with 72. And so that's where we're going to bring to a conclusion. Once we get the new devotionals out, it'll be in a new portion of the Bible. But let's go ahead. Psalm 72, verse 18. And I want us to see this truth. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. When the Lord does something, how is that something described? Is it good? Can it be bad? Well, the psalmist here provides clarity for how each of us ought to view the works of the Lord. And the truth is, any work of God is, as the psalmist says here, a wondrous work. Now, true, we may not understand it. True, we may pause and wonder at why the Lord chooses to do some things or allow certain things to happen. And everyone has those thoughts. We may not fully grasp the extent of something that he chooses to do. But we can rest assured it is nothing less than what the Bible calls wondrous. What other being can perfectly balance judgment, love, chastening, kindness, mercy, truth, and never once sin? Like, wouldn't it be great for us to be able to, in all perfection, be able to do all those things at the same time, in the proper way, and in the proper balance, and never once sin? That would be awesome. And I hope that you and I are pursuing a life that is reflective of Christ in those areas, right? And yet, God is the one who does all of those things well, which in fact goes back to what the psalmist says here, is he who only doeth wondrous things. His works are full of wonder, and our view of him should always reflect that end. Do you find yourself ever looking at the Lord and thinking thoughts that you probably shouldn't? Thinking things or blaming things on him that we have no right. And the psalmist here tells us the way that we ought to think about the Lord. And we ought not question him, but rather just rest assured that every deed done is a wonderful thing. Let's go ahead and notice our teenager of the day, and it is Kebrin. We're praying for her, and take the time to do that. Please do that. And, on those days where we're praying for you, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, boy, I hope that every person in the youth group is praying for me today. You want those prayers. You desire that. And I think that we owe it to other people to pray for them, just as if we were the one that was the teenager of the day, right? So pray for Kebron today, and she will appreciate those prayers for sure, okay? Listen, thanks for joining us. We'll be back again on Tuesday. Psalm 73, read it before you get here, and we'll study some truth together. Take care.